Good morning to everyone. I hope that you are all doing well. In the last chapter of the book of Hebrews, the author concludes the book by urging the readers to do certain things. Here are a few of the quoted examples of exhortations contained in chapter 13. First of all, keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. Continue to remember those in prison. Marriage should be honored. Keep your lives free from the love of money. And finally, be content with what you have. Now, all of these appeals are very down-to-earth and wise. And if followed, all of this advice can be beneficial to promoting a healthy Christian life and community. However, the exhortation in verse 2 is a little different, and I find it especially interesting. Verse 2 reads this way in the NIV, quote, "Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it." It's that second part that I find intriguing. Is it possible that we can show hospitality to a total stranger and at the same time be showing hospitality to a spiritual being, an angel, without even knowing it? Well, it appears that we can. I want to tell you a story now, a personal story that I think will help illustrate what I'm talking about. Many years ago, in 1993, I took my two sons, 11 and 8 at the time, to an Atlanta Braves game at the old Atlanta Fulton County Stadium. After the game, we were walking back to our car along with thousands and thousands of other people. Now back then, on the sidewalks, there were many people kind of camped out with signs asking for money and handouts. Now, I had always tried to teach my sons to be very careful about having interaction with strangers for obvious safety reasons. And with that in mind, my sons and I just kept walking past several people asking for money. Then, at one point, I looked around and my 8-year-old was not there. Of course, when I didn't see my 8-year-old, I was in a panic mode for just a moment. Then, my 8-year-old came running up to me from behind. I kind of scolded him and asked him what in the world he was doing. My 8-year-old then calmly said something I'll never forget. He said, "I went back to give that man a dollar because, Dad, you never know. He could have been an angel." Brethren, let us all be wise, but also let us not be too quick to judge people. You never know. You just never know. Amen.